Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Lord has made, and I'm grateful for the folks who own this radio station and the fact that they are doing a lot of things for people who work here. And I just wanted to get that off right off the cuff. And if you're employed, I hope you're thankful for that. If you are able to employ people, it's time to be in a state of gratitude. We are, all of us in this audience and in the radio show, me and Alex and all of us in this family. You guys, we have an enormous responsibility the Lord has given us. And that is a responsibility to try to talk sense into a situation where our neighbors are not to blame for being afraid. They have been victimized by panic porn from the media. And I wrote a blog piece yesterday. I don't think this is going to get a lot of promotion. Organically, I'll say it that way. I'll say it that way. I don't think it's going to get a lot of. I don't think people are going to be excited about promoting this. I'll say it that way, and I understand that. I actually do. I addressed the media and my friends and former friends in the media in probably the hardest piece I've ever had to write because it's a tough love piece, and you know how difficult it is to give tough love to people in the media. And I'm already starting to see signs of change. And I'm not saying that I had anything to do with that. I'm just starting to see some signs of change. If you care about trying to get an independent media back or trying to get reporters to wake up, or more importantly, because it's not always just reporters, the organizations to wake up and to realize how sad the bias has become. And not just bias, but in the case of Jay Inslee's swindle, this brutal shutdown that is killing people. I guarantee it's not just Yakima where suicides are up 30%. People taking their own lives up 30%. It's going to be across the state of Washington. I know of two cases where people have recently committed suicide due to the shutdown. And that's in my circle. So I wrote this piece in an attempt to wake my friends up to the fact that the media just will not cover the swindle of the shutdown. They don't question the motives of the shutdown. They don't question the logic of the shutdown. They don't question Jay Inslee's pretense of science. He has no science. There's nothing scientific that says it's okay for church, it's okay for people to go into Lowe's or an abortionist's office or a pot store, but churches have to worship in the parking lot. No science, none. Does not exist, cannot exist. So please text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770. Todd, T-O-D-D-T, 800-465-8770. You will get a link to that piece. Please read it, and please share it, and please tag the media. If you are on social media, you know how to do that. Tag the Seattle Times and Cairo 7 and King 5 and Q13 and KUOW, etc. Please do that. All right, let's get into Jay Inslee's Live Fest yesterday.
I say never let a good crisis stop you from pimping the climate change.
We know that only science and data and informed reasoning and confidence in ourselves is going to lift us out of this crisis. Science and data-driven process to assess the data. So we're going to continue to look at the data as we have.
Our guidance for lifting these restrictions are based on data and science.
Yeah, they're not. There is no data in science saying that churches need to gather in the parking lots, but people can shove themselves into a choo-choo train or a metro bus. And there's certainly no science or data saying that government employees need to continue to get work. Oh, by the way, in Edmonds, King 5 News, thank you, King 5. Thank you. If I'm going to criticize the media, I got to thank them. King 5 News has a story out that the government workers in Edmonds, they're getting hazard pay for working from home. For working from home. I live tweeted yesterday Inslee's Live Fest, and I had to quit. And I apologized about probably three quarters of the way into it. I had to walk away. My wife and daughter came home. I was apoplectic. I was so furious at this man. I am so angry at Jay Inslee. I am beside myself. I will not get into a state of rage. It's ungodly. I will not. But I am so angry and I am so hurt for you and people and the notes I'm getting from people who are being crushed. And I know you've seen the video of George Floyd and this unconscionable act of this cop on this man's throat. And I'm sorry, I am a huge supporter of the cops. That was murder. 5 minutes of taking a life. And we're going to talk about that later in the show because, of course, now there's the riots. Oh, by the way, Ilhan Omar's daughter was helping out the rioters on Twitter. So we watched that with our eyes. And for me, it was horrific. We're watching with our eyes people, not with a knee on their neck, but all across the state of Washington, Jay Inslee's wingtips on the neck of people trying to breathe economically. Watching it all around the state. Danny Westneath, Danny at the paper, wrote a column just quoting letters to him, and he's still on team shutdown. He's still on team Inslee. How do you do that? How do you maintain that? Let's get into Inslee. By the way, people asked me yesterday, why did the AP reporter, she got the first question, why didn't she ask about the fraud? You don't want to know why? I'll tell you, a little inside. Reporters, the AP usually gives deference to the local newspaper on the big story. That's a cool tradition. I support that tradition. So Seattle's Time reporter was the second question asked Inslee about Susie Levine, the absolutely bankrupt, not financially. She's very rich. She's a bundler. She's a donor. That's the only reason she has this job. That's it. Woman with a background in data storage and bank and finance systems for banks and security, obviously, having worked at Microsoft for 20 years or something. You have to take trainings every quarter at Microsoft on how to deal with PII, personally identifiable information, every quarter. And as a manager, an executive, incredible. So this Times reporter asks about Susie Levine, the woman who allowed the Nigerians to steal at least $200 million.
Do you stand by your Employment Security Department Commissioner Susie Levine in light of the hundreds of millions of dollars lost here to fraud groups in unemployment payouts?
It's a great question. Asked a great way. It's specifically what we want to know. Does anyone in government pay a bill for this? Anybody? Listen to this. Listen to this man. This tall, boastful, boisterous man, and those are the only qualities he has that mimic leadership. That's it. There are parasites that mimic leaves. They get animals to eat them. There are parasites that mimic fish food. And they get the fish to eat them. This is parasitic. It's mimicking leadership. You know what? It's mimicking humanity. This person, Jay Inslee, in this answer, mimics humanity.
Well, what I stand against is the moral outrage of this international conspiracy that turned the virus of COVID into the virus of crime.
So he stands against the moral outrage. The man can't begin a sentence with any semblance of intelligence. Why? Because all he cares about is saying to the reporter, shut up. Listen to this man try to bully this reporter. Inslee can't get 10 seconds into an answer without misspeaking. Listen to this.
Well, what I stand against is the moral outrage of this international conspiracy that turned the virus of COVID into the virus of crime. And these...
Okay, let's stop there, Inslee. In a punk move, a Marxist move, that you wanted to make anyway, Jay, you've let felons out of prison because you pretend you're keeping them safe from the COVID. They have gone on to create, to use this opportunity to commit crimes. So not only can Jay Inslee not get 15 seconds into an answer without sounding like a man bereft of any form of humanity or any form of intelligence, he can't get 15 seconds into an answer without becoming and absolutely broadcasting his rank and disgusting hypocrisy. Why? Because of the deep narcissism in this man. He is mimicking a leader. He is mimicking emotion. In 15 seconds, he shows his blank hypocrisy. I'll start again at the beginning.
Well,
listen to this.
What I stand against is the moral outrage of this international conspiracy that turned the virus of COVID into the virus of crime. And these criminals deserve our scorn and our condemnation and our righteous anger.
Wow! They deserve our scorn! That's some tough talk, man. Woo! They better watch out.
And they ought to be pursued, and they will be.
By whom? Sideshow Bob is busy suing gyms for the same cleansing and disinfecting methods you told churches they can use to open in the next phase, bud. The gyms are cleaner than any of the businesses you allow to operate. You rank stinking hypocrite. You are putting your wingtip shoes on the necks of people in Washington State. Yakima suicides are up 30%. That's the count we have. California doctor has seen a year's worth of suicides in 30 days. 600 physicians have called the lockdown a mass casualty event. And we're not even done with the first clip, Jay.
And the department now is involved in a very vigorous effort. And they've taken quite a number of measures, which obviously we don't disclose so that the criminals don't learn about our activities. But I can tell you that they've been very vigorous.
You shut down unemployment, pal. The vigorous measure is you've stopped giving checks to people from whom you stole jobs. Fact of the matter is, if this was affecting a government paycheck, it would have been solved.
There has been some success in the over hundreds of millions of dollars that have already been recovered because of these vigorous efforts.
Listen to that sentence. There has been some success in the over hundreds of millions of dollars that have been recovered. Did you hear that? That sentence means that over hundreds of millions have been recovered. That's what that sentence means. It has? This is word saladville. This is psycho stuff. Spewing out finger paintings. Like a child. Incredible.
And we thank some of the law enforcement activity that's been involved in that.
That sentence means nothing. We thank some of the law enforcement activity that's been involved in that.
We know that we are not the only state that has been attacked, unfortunately.
Okay, straw man, bull droppings. Other states were hit. No one at this level, because no one had Susie Levine decide to turn the anti-fraud measures off. No one had a Jay Inslee who in March bragged on Twitter about doing away with the 1 week delay to give people checks. The fraudsters got money for 6 weeks. And this blowfish type behavior, it's nauseating. Can you see how I could not stand this?
Not only are these people to be lambasted with the strongest language we can imagine.
Wow! We're going to lambast them, you guys! Hey, Nigerian scammers, we're going to lambast you in the strongest language we can muster! Does that make his wingtip pressing into your windpipe feel a little less heavy?
For taking public money, but also because they delayed our ability to help people that need help. Look, we got tens of thousands of Washingtonians right now who are waiting to get their unemployment, and that process.
We are 1 minute into this clip. And he finally addressed humans. That man, due to the Western Washington voter, not you guys, due to the Seattle and King County so-called progressives, that man has a 65% approval rating. We have got to communicate to our neighbors that coldness. I cannot fathom being that removed from the people. I mean, if you're standing on someone's neck and you're pressing your wingtip shoe into their neck, that's what Jay Inslee's doing. How do you remain that distant? Someone just sent me a tweet. Are you seriously comparing the killing of George Floyd to this? Yes, I am. I watched the George Floyd murder of that man. It was cold and it was calculating, and all around there were people saying to the officer, please stop. There was a woman who said, look, I'm a first responder. He has blood coming out of his nose. He's not breathing. Please, you've got to stop. And they wouldn't. And the cops have been fired and they're going to face charges, and they should. What do you think the people in Yakima, 30% increase in suicides, what do you think they felt? Choked? What do you think people feel? Danny Westneat wrote this piece. A Marine who hasn't been able to work for 10 weeks is living in his truck, waiting for a call from Employment Security Division run by the hapless Susie Levine. He stopped taking calls because it's all bill collectors. A family evicted from their home. They couldn't pay the rent anymore, living in this guy's parents' RV, selling his second car for $150, and somehow Westneat is still on team shutdown. And team Inslee. I wrote this blog to people like Danny Westneat, who's not a reporter. He's an opinionist like I am. My God, good Lord in heaven. The research, the Wuhan virus is dying in the UK. They don't have enough positive tests to properly test their vaccine. Japan beat it with no lockdowns, no masks. Sweden did the same. The chief epidemiologist of the Netherlands has said we should have done what Sweden has done. An Oxford epidemiologist has said we probably did more harm with the lockdown than good. A Nobel laureate from Stanford University, a medical professor, looked side by side at the data. The lockdowns did nothing to alter the course of the virus. A JP Morgan study says the same thing. Nothing. Lockdowns didn't alter the course of the virus. And we have Pew Research lying to Americans. Lying. They said in this graphic, COVID cases continue to drop in Democrat areas while Republican areas remain steady. Then you look at the graph. Sure, the Democrat cases are dropping because they were five times higher than the states that opened up early. The states that opened up early, Republican states, the deaths have remained static and far lower. Please text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770, because I don't think this is going to get a lot of promotion on its own for some reason. Please text, get the link to this blog. Please tag every Seattle reporter that you can on social media and ask them, just ask them their thoughts. And it's okay. They will hate the piece. I quote tweets in this piece with reporters, one sort of attacking, and I liked the tweet. It's from Jim Bruner at the Times. I liked it. He's passionate. I thought I would be through the Inslee stuff by now. This has got to end. I am not through it. I am not going to be through it this hour. I'm going to stay on Inslee, but I got to play a couple things for you. Apparently, Thurston County, I hear from listeners, wants to force people to wear masks. The only way I will wear a mask is if the people who own this radio station say you have to wear one inside when you're not on the air. It's their building. If they do that, okay. I won't wear a mask. It'll be a face covering. I'll put a washcloth across my face while I walk through the lobby and I'll go into the radio studio and hide away. You got to hear this. This is Fauci some weeks ago talking about masks.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
A peer-reviewed study, now on the National Institute of Health's website, says that masks worn outside of hospitals increase the rate of infection. And now, Fauci, a few days ago, listen to the change.
No, it does, Jim. And I mean, I wear it for the reason that I believe it is effective. It is. It's not 100% effective. I mean, it's sort of respect for another person and have that other person respect you. You wear a mask. They wear a mask. You protect each other. I mean, I do it when I'm in the public for the reasons that, A, I want to protect myself and protect others. And also because I want to make it be a symbol for people to see that that's the kind of thing you should be doing.
A symbol. That technocrat weeks ago told you, look, this is a placebo. That technocrat admits these are woke masks. You wear it as a sign of loyalty to the technocratic state. That's why you'll never see me in one. Man, we've got a lot of work to do. Todd Herman Show will continue. Back to the Todd Herman Show. I am not the least bit done with JNZ. There's a lot to get to, though, and I don't know if we can get it all done in this hour. Well, no, I mean, we'll get done with Jay Inslee. I could be done with Jay Inslee yesterday. Lack of humanity, lack of intelligence, lack of caring, lack of awareness, rank hypocrisy, total political activity, all of this, all of us. This shutdown is a swindle, and it has been for 7 weeks. But the president of the United States has announced that he intends to issue an executive order that will go against Twitter. This has been brewing a long time. We'll get into that as it unfolds. And here's, and Alex was asking me during the break what I think this is about. I think the president is going to attempt an executive order to take away Twitter's platform exemption. This is an exemption that they have, a liability exemption, because they're not a publisher. That way they can't be held liable for anything anyone says on their platform, but they are now a publisher. So is Facebook. Oh, no, we just fact-checked. Nope, you edit. You fact-checked, you put layers over things, you're now a content provider, just like a media company. You're a media company now, Jack. So that's going to be fascinating to watch. But before we get back into Inslee, I want you to hear this because it frames the discussion perfectly about what's going on. There is so much to get to here. King 5 News, great story. Thank you for this. The city of Edmonds is paying people hazard pay to sit in their beanbag chairs at home and to watch the TV while they're on their laptops issuing orders to the citizens.
The city of Edmonds has kept all 250 employees on the payroll, in some cases paying them not to work, in other cases giving them hazardous duty pay when they worked from the safety of their own homes. City officials, however, say it was the responsible thing to do during this pandemic.
Wow. And then they talk to a guy from the city, and he's wearing a woke mask. A thin little cloth mask that won't even block drywall dust, let alone the small micro-sized blasts of the virus. So with that, to frame this up, that's the 1%. And if you look in terms of the cuts to jobs, they're literally the 1% government. Sweet donations to their pensions, because they are donations, because there's no work going on. Jay Inslee announced that he has waved his perfumed hand.
We will allow the churches to operate in the parking lot where they belong.
So right now in phase one, outdoor religious services can be held on the organization's property or immediately adjacent, up to 100 individuals using face coverings.
Buffoonery. Abuse. You have given people the freedom to stand in a yard with masks on. Utter buffoonery. The pomposity of this statement, the arrogance of a man in a room with three or four camera people, no masks. How can anyone be on Team Inslee? Essex Porter actually asks a constitutional
Considering
question.
Considering the First Amendment protections of religion in the Constitution, why do you feel that you have the authority to regulate religious services at all?
So, Inslee, you know what's coming. We all know what's coming. Listen to this. I'll see if I can get through even 20 seconds without having to stop.
Essex,
this
you ask about the faith community.
Nope, he didn't. Sorry, I made it 4 seconds. That's not what he asked. He didn't ask about the faith community. Jay Inslee cannot honestly answer a question because despite all his bluster, despite the blowfish type behavior of this guy, despite his tendency and behaviors to puff up like a toad, not wanting to get at, he knows he's full of it.
Essex, you ask about the faith community. It is very clear in American constitutional law that the government is responsible for the safety of its citizens, and when pandemics occur and emergencies of this nature occur, that there is ability to take reasonable, carefully monitored, and acutely designed approaches to try to reduce.
That's not what you're doing. Let's start there. That's not what you're doing. No one is catching the virus standing outside without a woke mask. Dr. Fauci, when he's being a doctor, admits the woke masks don't stop the virus. Maybe a droplet. He admits there's adverse side effects to wearing the mask on your beak all day. When he becomes the technocrat, then he says, well, you know, I'm wearing it as a symbol. I think it's a symbol of you know, the things that we should be doing. I wear it out of respect, and you wear it out of respect. I wear it out of loyalty and fealty to the government and to the bureaucracy that is now finally has an opportunity to get our boots on the necks of the American people and show them who's in charge. It's people like me. It's people who run departments like the CDC. We're finally getting the opportunity to be in charge and to get these lazy couch bums and these whitey do-nothings and Johnny Lunch Buckets at home who, you know, for years they've been able to vote at the voting booth. And it makes me wait, did I say that out loud? No, masks are fine. So another reporter asked Jay Inslee if the counties could open more quickly. Listen to Inslee flip this.
Whether there's been any discussions about having individual counties such as King, Pierce, or Snohomish make the decision themselves when it might be safe to reopen a phase two.
Well, the counties, in some sense, do have the ability to maintain their own restrictions. So they do have...
Reporter asks, can the counties make the decisions to open up?
Well, the counties can make the decision to be to put, you know, even two wingtip shoes on the neck of the voter. I've only asked for one wingtip shoe. I like to watch people choke slowly.
And again, people are asking me, are you seriously comparing this to George Floyd? The murder of George Floyd was personal and up close and horrific to watch. I do not understand the behavior by the cops. I cannot. The man was handcuffed. I know that handcuffed people could be dangerous. I know they can spit at you. They can bite you. I know that five cops could also pile on top of the person and put the handcuffs on the ankles and hogtie the person. I'm comparing the treatment. All around the state of Washington, you have people begging to breathe. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Did we get the picture on Jay Inslee and what he is? Did we all get this now? Technical difficulty on the text line. I'm agitated at the contact tracing they're trying to push on our cell phones. If anyone's ever seen Snowden, they know that we're being traced at a federal government level. And that's to push the fear that people can trace you anywhere you go for that extra handle of control on you. Yep. Yep. We shared yesterday, the 8 o'clock hour, the story of this woman who is a stylist and owns a salon in Oregon. She committed the sin of attempting to earn a living. So they sent CPS to her home and threatened to steal her child. And also fined her $14,000. The message is clear. Shut the hell up. Put the mask on. Put the damn mask on your damn face. That's the message. That's why you'll not wear one. Not only can I provide you link after link after link after link after link to studies, some anecdotal, one, a clinical study showing that it increases chances of infection. Clinical study on the National Institute of Health's website. I will not wear a sign of loyalty to the technocrats. Will you? Look, this is going to be hard. They're going to employ enormous pressure for you to bend. This first time you turn the trick, it's the hardest. After that, you just get in the car, you let the John drive. That's what I told people when they get into politics. If you put the mask on and you don't think it's a good idea, hey, if you think it's a good idea and you're doing this voluntarily, God love you. We disagree. And I'm 100% support your decision to wear a mask if you think it's a good idea. It's not. And you've studied it, or you just think this is government power run amok. I tell you, it's going to be hard. You will have to resist. Something in me tells me it's not a good idea to bend the knee and say, yes, sir, I will put that on my face. 360, I'm having a hard time listening to you complain about the unconstitutional overreach. When will we stop complaining and take action? What are you talking about? What are you rambling about? Three years, I've refused to pay my car tab taxes. I said so on the air. I told Dow Constantine and Smack Daddy, I told Smack Daddy Dow to come and get me. I have admitted I drive the 405 toll lanes illegally. I defaced my license plate. I admitted on the air I will not follow I-1639. What action are you talking about? You come 360, text back and you tell me specifically what you're proposing. Specifically. I've told businesses to open. I've never been locked down. I will not be locked down. I will not wear a mask. And if it means I'm arrested, I'm arrested. So please tell me, what action are you proposing, 360? You got all sorts of guts. Text back and say, here's exactly what I'm proposing. Be detailed. I'll read it on the air. Sarah and Yelm, well, did he speak truth when he said he stands against the moral outrage since he can't help but try and shame us for our moral outrage? Yeah, he actually did speak truth. This is all comparable to something else. It is the 28th. We have until the end of this month to stop Jay Inslee and Chris Reichdahl's utter perversion of our children. Utter perversion. And if you don't have kids, perversion of society. And if your kids are in homeschool, perversion of the society in which your kids are going to grow up. And if you're taking your kids out of the public schools, great. Your kids are going to date people who've been brought up to believe pornography is a good idea. If you have a daughter, she'll be brought up to, she'll live in a society where boys expect her to like being choked as she services them on video. Because that's all just sexual choices. This is what is taught in the 3 R's and Flash curricula. Oh, here's what group sex is. Here's how to do it safely. Here's group sexting. And one of the most obscene examples of this is the lessons that teach kids how to talk others into having sex. One specific example is there are two kids. Kid A has never dated anybody but girls. So he's straight. Kid B is bi. And Kid B wants to get Kid A to have sex. And so they go through an experiment of talking about how can Kid B talk Kid A into having sex. And this experiment's repeated all over. There's an example where, Kid A has decided, I'm not having sex until I get married. Kid B likes to screw, likes orgasms. He's been taught comprehensive sex education. So the kid who likes to hump tries to talk the kid who's decided to save themselves for marriage into sex. They get graded on this. This is done in front of other students. This is the reality of Jay Inslee's view of your children, of what they should be taught. You have one chance to put this on the ballot. Please go to informedparentsofwashington.com, informedparentsofwashington.com. Find any of the 100 locations where you can sign this referendum. If you have signed it, please get 10 friends to sign. Todd Herman Show will continue. The words of Susie Levine. Yeah, she gave a TEDx talk. You'll hear that exclusively here on the Todd Herman Show.